Oh.
Friendly Geordie's podcast, where, thanks to your donations, we're playing...
Look, there it is!
Forbidden! Let's go back!
No, let's get the jewels!
Forbidden! Yeah.
Push on. Forbidden Bridge! Dare to cross Forbidden Bridge! But if the angry idol shakes it, you can fall to your doom! First to grab the idol's jewels and get to safety wins! But beware, Forbidden Bridge is...
That's where your dollars have gone. That's to us playing off a phone an ad from 1993 that we got off YouTube.
Thank
and
you.
And they're not paying us any money for it.
Thank you, the 90s, for glorifying the pioneer days. Right? That'd be called racist today.
What is he doing? He's stealing jewels from a dead Aztec.
I know. And also...
The Aztecs suck. And so overrated. First of all, they didn't even make the best pyramids.
Oh, yeah, it's
second
true.
Second off, it was a society run by serial killers. Like,
really?
The emperor was basically Ivan Milat.
Yeah.
Why are we glorifying
I just
that
like
country?
That, like, you know, in, like, the early 90s, a guy... Basically, the guy from Jumanji that hunts was still revered as being, like, sort of... a sort of like imaginative explorer that was like brave, whereas now it'd be like unbelievable. He once hunted something. It's like whatever.
No, it wouldn't be the hunting thing. In fact, I have a bone
key
to pick
subjugation.
With him on that. In fact, why is his hat made out of ivory?
Yeah, okay, that's a bit much. That's a bit much.
Oh my god! So
but
it's
yeah,
basically what
that,
you're passionate
all
about.
All I'm saying is, why is everybody sitting there going, "Oh my god, that's so racist"? Should they put someone in lava, and the people that put their lava in are dark skin? Well, as far as I know, from watching Indiana Jones, that's the truth of
well,
the situation.
And also, wasn't it their idea to put people in lava in the first place? This is our favorite activity. The foreign man just used it against us. Ah, well played, man.
So it, good.
I don't even know what we're playing. Oh, yeah, that's right, because we're playing Forbidden Feet.
Yes. Oh, yes.
And also, if anybody has Forbidden Bridge, please tell us about it
please.
And when the last time you played it was, because I hope that it was 2 hours before you listened to this podcast. That game is the opposite of Monopoly. Fast and fun.
Well, 10 minutes and it's over.
And it doesn't make you depressed at the end of it. I've gone bankrupt again.
Yeah,
that's it. Everyone's a winner in Forbidden Bridge, apart from everyone except for one person.
No, except for Aztecs, right? They're the ones losing.
Yeah, they
out.
Get their jewels stolen every time.
But they're dead.
And sucked in.
Awesome.
How good would it be if you actually did go to one of those Aztec pyramids, and if you did try and escape from it with some jewels, instead of it just yelling "Forbidden," it actually did what the board game does,
and
which is
shakes.
You push down on the head, and it just very cheaply though just goes. That's its sound.
That's so. It makes a
that's
sound.
Scarier than "Forbidden."
Yes. So good. They need to bring more of those games back.
Yes.
Like the motorized props, like it's so weird, but it's so awesome. Like I think that was one that's like mouth trap, and it didn't even have rules. It was just like you throw the cheese, press the thing, the mouse jumps out. You got to throw a plastic bucket on it. It's like, what? Who made this? But it's mad.
It was made by mice, definitely.
Yeah.
It's too mouse centric, and it has no rules.
I'm liking
it's just about
that.
Getting cheese. That's it.
That and Guess Who. I did love Guess Who as well.
Yeah, Guess Who was mad. Cause that's the only foreign board game that I had. You know, like our version of Monopoly was called Payday, and it was basically
That wasn't no. Because you came from a third world country, you don't understand this, but Payday was our reject shop version of Monopoly.
Oh, what? I didn't even know that.
Yes, it was. Because Payday just had pretty much the Monopoly man, right? Except for instead of having a top hat, I'm pretty sure he just had one of those
monocles.
Monocle. And, no, but like, it was just like it was a Monopoly for a man or a woman that had like a 70 IQ. It was way too basic.
Really?
Like, oh, now you buy this property. Now you win. Everyone wins.
Yeah.
It's just so basic.
Really? Yeah.
So it was the exact opposite Monopoly, was it? Oh, yeah, because it's just Payday.
So it was like...
Okay, so it wasn't about becoming a tycoon.
We got his payday. So it was
literally, just like, if you play the game, you get fake money. That's the game.
Yeah, you buy Lexington.
But not much.
You buy Lexington Avenue. Not much,
because it is still a third world country.
You buy Lexington Avenue. Now, give fair rent for your mom and your brother. It's only fair. Payday.
Yeah, now, this amount of money is dedicated for you bringing them out of the hood.
It sounds kind of funner, though. It sounds less brutal than Monopoly, because Monopoly is just course. Like, when you go to jail in Monopoly, for fuck's sake. You go to prison just trying to make it by. God damn it.
I'm pretty sure you learned to like
you know what's even more brutal than going to jail? That moment where you think, I should probably keep playing. And so you start mortgaging the properties you bought. That's the lowest
Mate,
point.
What do you mean? You start renting them out?
No. You know how you can just flip it around and then it's like, okay, so you bought this property for $400. You can mortgage it out for $230 right. And then pay for the motel that you landed on.
You can mortgage your house to buy other properties. I didn't even know you could. No wonder I lost all the time.
Is this the man who's got the property and not us?
So how does the world work?
Property? I didn't know it's an asset.
I own a real house and I didn't know you could do that.
I just thought you can put in a couch and go to bed, dear.
Damn. That's pretty funny for a board game. It's like, I don't want to expand. Come on. Like, that's so good. But there's no, like, There's no interest in Monopoly, is there? No, it's not just
their houses.
Yeah, but I don't think they're just like, I don't think the little Monopoly guy's like, you owe $1,200 in the next 1 hour, see? I don't think that's how it works. First of all, I don't think he's alive, so.
Yeah, but that was more or less stipulated in the house rules. You know how there was that section where it goes, if you want to add some rules, why not? Which is more or less them giving a wink and a nod because it was the 30s to becoming a loan shark.
Yes!
That's what house rules essentially were saying. If they don't pay up, just break their leg, see?
Take me back.
You can't get blood out of a stone, but you can get it out of someone's kneecaps. Alright, anyway. Forbidden feet!
Forbidden feet was
which is basically armpits of doom, yeah, but a different body part.
Yeah, another moment. But it's not my idea. Stop looking at me that way. It was a fan, alright? He requested
is,
this.
Is another moment of me thinking, what the hell am I doing here?
And then remembering, oh, that's right. It's always been my dream to smell a Pakistani and Yugoslav man's foot. I mean, probably the two stinkiest races on earth. Why are we such smelly people?
I don't know. All right, well,
I've already taken off my socks. Yeah. Feast on this, boys.
Who?
All right, Ali, you start. You've already forbidden. It's so good. His foot actually does look like the Aztec temple in Forbidden Fruit. We have to put an angry face on it.
Stop talking. Start sniffing. Canine.
Here we go.
You know what? That smells better than my car.
Oh my god.
That's a nice smelling foot.
You got the good one.
I've got. Just sniffed.
Look at this. This I would give that right, 7 out of 10. That is one down from buying Glade 20.
Glade. Go on.
Okay.
What the hell?
It smells
like an airport, like a nice airport. You know that sort of smell?
Well, if this was Mad Max, I would cut his foot off and use it as an air freshener.
Airport. They should just.
That means I'm going places.
Yeah, they should just hang you in an airport.
All right, now let's get out this guy whose shoe, as soon as you take it off, just plays a bunch of instruments that look like sitars.
Bazookies. So much bazookie. Who wants it?
That comes out as soon as he opens up his foot.
I
feel wrong.
I feel so wrong.
I don't.
Ooh, you know what it smells like? Oh shit! Okay, so it's better than what I expected it to be for sure. But it smells like. You know, like, if you leave a house empty for 30 years and you come in, and as soon as you open the door, there's, like, a pigeon flying and dust. That's what it smells like.
House musk.
Okay, so it's got the smell of a library.
House
musk. But a library that hasn't been used in 15 years.
The library from Pagemaster.
And, like, where a man shows... That lady who gave me a coffee, is she a worker? That lady has been dead for 40 years.
Yes!
Have a go.
Have
That's
a
his
go.
Big toe.
Have a go. Have a go. Alright.
It really smells like a library. So why does your hat? Why do you smell like an abandoned house?
There's only one explanation for this. It takes me so long to read a book that, like, somehow I ingest it over the years and it forces its way down to my feet. You know,
I thought that was just a really intricate tattoo, but no, that was just page 31 of Death of the West.
You know, I posted, because my girlfriend's dad's reading 12 Rules for Life, whatever it is, for Jordan Peterson. I posted it on my Instagram and instantly I got a message on Instagram from obviously a fan that just with a photo of the book and just goes, how many years is it going to take you to finish this one? To which I replied and just said, touche, probably 4.
If he decides to read it.
Yeah.
Or if he gathers that he gets the general gist of it from reading the title. Well, I can assume there's going to be 12 rules.
I've finished 2 rules.
They are also made in the first page, actually. There's all that, you know. Yeah. I will be nice to my kids.
Hey, how many of those rules would you end up reading? That's the question.
End up what?
How many rules would you end up reading? Is it like chapter? Rule number 1.
I'd read them all. It just would... I would just be 37 until I finish it.
That's a good age.
All right, let's go. Let's bring out the big guns.
Oh, I bet you'd look exactly the same at 37 as well, wouldn't you? He looks like a 37-year-old. All right, here we go.
Oh, God.
Right into Bunyan country, boys.
Oh.
It smells like... It's not... It just smells like exactly the smell of a late 20s YouTuber that wants to write, you know, a significant amount of scripts, and he's writing a lot, but he's still not happy enough with how many he's writing. That's exactly what that smells like.
Oh my. What, so I smell like a Gatorade spokesperson?
What? I think a Gatorade is a YouTuber.
Do you smell like PewDiePie?
I don't know why.
I don't either.
That man earns so much more than some like runner for Gatorade, but it's so much more demeaning.
It's almost like
you'd rather be Duff Man than PewDiePie.
Yeah. It smells like a summation of a YouTube career. It's sort of like, yeah, it's like it's good, but it's just a little bit off.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with it.
For some reason, it's not as impressive as hosting Family Feud.
Yeah.
Even though way less people watch it.
Yeah, Grant Daniel. You know, yeah. You know, fuck, that guy's foot would stink.
Okay,
Why am I always the worst smelling?
It's not great.
So, I don't even know how often you shower, Mislav. I think I've seen you have 2 showers. I've been living with you for 6 months.
So the fun's between the toes, really.
Is that it?
Because like a Labrador, I sniffed it and I was like, I don't smell anything.
Oh, and you
like,
went right
and
in
then
there.
I went right into the gaps and like I did smell gangrene. You know
that? Yeah, it's just living in the... I've spent so much time in the Blue Mountains that I'm growing shrooms.
To be honest, Jordan, like... Unless it's like minus 20, he will not wear shoes. So, yeah. So I feel like your feet should be sort of preserved, kind of like the what's the guy called?
Einstein's brain.
No, not. I keep thinking of the Loch Ness monster, but not that. The guy that
that really whittles it down. Bigfoot.
So it's just preserved. So maybe that has something to do
Jordan
with it.
Jordan belongs in point. The Kalahari Desert. He is an insane man. He wears thongs and goes on these insane bushwalks with huge spikes that go through his fucking feet. Dude, and he is
and
still he's just
notice.
Like, ooh, yeah, that was a nice little massage I got on my teeth. And also, like, you know how... Okay, so he doesn't like the cold. But he enjoys like 42 degrees.
Right.
I remember one time it was hot as shit and I met him somewhere in Randwick and I got off and sarcastically I said, it's nice and crisp, isn't it? And he goes like, thank you, I've been waiting for someone to say that. And he didn't mean it as a joke.
What? And but then why do you like in the mountains when it's like minus 15 walk around in shorts and a t-shirt?
He's just a, he's a hunter-gatherer.
You are a hunter-gatherer. You are meant to collect berries.
Yeah.
The womanly task.
Yeah, it's true, I was. You guys were supposed to hunt. And I was supposed to sit there with the girls being like, do you think any of these berries help with anti-aging?
I have seen...
I mean, I feel so 24 now. You only get till 30.
I have seen him with a thong once where, like, it fell out of its little socket and, quote, was like... Not done yet.
Where do you think you're going?
I reckon you'd be happy to like donate, I don't know, like $4,000 to something as a joke. Like, I reckon you'd be willing to donate $4,000 to the Liberal Party because you've done something bad. Remember you had that little phase?
That didn't work.
Yeah.
I was trying to quit social smoking.
Yeah.
I ended up just donating $170 to the Liberal Party.
Yeah.
That was it. But see, I still social smoking.
Yeah, and I was not cool with that.
But I reckon you'd rather do that than, like, even consider tossing away a pair of really shit thongs that are broken.
I finally
about psychology. I respect it.
No, I think I finally found something that Jordan has inherited from his dad. Because you're basically like, okay, from an objective point of view, you're basically your mum, except for that.
Yeah. It's exactly. Why couldn't I have inherited my dad's next level womanizing?
Oh,
instead of the fact that he likes Billabong t-shirts with heaps of white paint splattered on them.
That's definitely the side you inherited. You love the shitty t-shirts. Damn, amazing.
Yeah, more holes the better. It's speed holes, makes you go faster.
Because other than that, Jordan's dad is basically a VB ad for tools down, feet up.
Yes.
But
best marine biologist. Oh my god,
so true. When you're painting a door, that's pretty much it. Every time he paints, he's always just like, oh, I've been working my ass off today. I've painted before. It is the simplest task on earth. It is harder to watch shit TV than it is to paint.
You
clearly haven't painted a whole house, but yeah, cool.
Yeah, sure, I haven't. I painted really a wall of yours and went, see, it's really nice to do some manual labour every now and then.
But I don't want to sound like the fucking guy from the block, but it's not all it's cracked up to be. Your dad would be slightly pissed off.
Dude, the house that I just moved into, the landlord started crying. Literally, I'm not even kidding. He started crying after saying I painted the entire house because he's going through a bitter divorce. Every time you speak to him, he's about to cry. One time, he's just like, can you please help me with the mattress? I'm like, dude, what are you still doing here? Now I live in this house. Just go away. He's like, no.
Your landlord.
That's a really nice
start
out
to a relationship that you need to keep favorable, Ali.
What nationality
just
is
go
he?
Away.
He's Aussie. He's like, can you please help me with the mattress? And I was like, yeah,
no,
okay, fine, I'll do that.
Fuck off.
So then I take the mattress, and then like he just keeps it there. He's like, you know, like the house I've just recently painted. I was like, yeah. Cool, man. He's like, I painted it entirely by myself. I was like, okay.
Because you're alone
good
now.
Good to know. And he's like, and my wife still left me and started crying.
Oh.
Dude, he cries for like, and he's like,
his wife left.
Where does he live now?
I don't fucking know, and I don't want to like engage in conversations with him because he just wants someone to like listen.
Because I feel like if you're going through
somebody who thinks that their wife shouldn't have divorced them because I painted some walls.
Are you still living in Holsworthy?
Yeah, actually.
I also feel like if your wife leaves you in Holsworthy versus your wife leaving you in like, I don't know, Ultimo, I think you'll be sadder in Holsworthy.
Yeah, you know why?
Because if your
wife leaves you in the North Shore or Ultimo, it's the woman's fault. If they leave you in Holsworthy, you fucked up.
Yeah. Dude, I bet.
Real talk with friendly Jimmies. That's actually pretty profound, isn't it? That's kind of, yeah.
You can't deny it.
That's actually pretty accurate.
Because it's not a gender-specific thing. It's a class-specific thing,
class.
So it's fine.
It's so weird. It's class. In Holsworthy, your wife doesn't leave you unless...
No, because you're supposed to be a team and you're not pulling your weight in Holsworthy.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
In the North Shore, all they're thinking as soon as they marry is, okay, when is the point that I can divorce him, get half of his shit, and not look like a bitch?
Yeah, exactly. 3 years, 4 years, 7 years.
Can you? Can you fuck someone already again?
Seriously.
Well,
should we do an investigative journalism piece and just find this guy and just interview him 60 Minutes style and be like, and then like just as he starts breaking down, be like, it was your fault. It was yours, wasn't it? Definitely yours.
I'm giving you a
How
warning.
How does it feel to be a bad person?
Because you are irreparably a bad person.
But it won't be 60 minutes. It'll be at least 500 minutes if you get into that one.
I'm like, there's
500 minutes to show. Imagine that.
There's nothing I want to do
more. I bet you that exists on American cable. There's too many channels.
Yeah. There's nothing I would want to do more in my life than do that. Nothing.
Dude, you are more than welcome. He's probably at my house. The
his
other
name
night,
Jeff?
I didn't ask him his name. Derek. I think it's Derek.
I'd leave him purely on that.
Oh, I painted a house.
Yeah, but your name's Derek.
I hope he doesn't listen
He comes in.
As if he listens to this.
I don't know.
Coming from Holsworthy Live, there's two options that he listens to.
Yep.
He either watches Channel 9 from
Channel
sun
7.
Up to sundown.
Yep.
No. None of that.
Boy,
he's not from the Shire.
Okay.
And then the other option is he just listens to that radio station that pops in and out of frequency. That's just Islamic prayers. Those are the two things.
I have a question. I've got a bone to pick with that. Can Sydney like not just have a 24-hour Islamic prayer program? Every time I get in the car, I'm like channel surfing and like there's like four channels dedicated to 24-hour. It's like maybe one less.
And you know
three.
What's even scarier? When you translate them... Yeah, three. That might be a happy compromise.
Yeah, a happy compromise to, like, FBI and, like,
why
triple
be
A.
But if you get
a translator...
you can just be quiet.
Islam's not a race. Oh, yeah, nice.
We're all getting that shirt. We might even sell it as merch and claim it as our own.
Yeah, we might.
Please.
Why be racist, sexist, and homophobic when you can just be quiet?
Yeah.
Raises a good point shirt.
Yeah. It's true.
Can you also get a shirt that says, Islam is not a race? You can't.
Sell both at the same time.
Both. Pick your side.
Yeah. Hey, we've got material for everyone as long as the cash coming.
But yeah, just
which
so,
reminds me, please donate to Patreon.
Oh yeah, the more we get. Sorry, we recorded a pod
and then deleted it.
We deleted 90% of it, Miss Love. We kept 7 minutes on.
My mistake. The best 7 minutes.
The first
first intro, which is always us just basically continuing talking as if the podcast hasn't started.
We don't need mics. This happens without mics, really. So you're welcome that you could get a fly on the wall. This is a pitch culture for you. You're welcome. No, wait for them to accept it. I'll wait as long as you can. All right, you accepted it.
Congratulations. Welcome aboard. You've passed the final test after, 180 episodes?
Finally.
Now give us some money.
One of us. Yeah.
The link would be in the description.
Yeah.
Yeah, because basically, if we get enough,
just
Ali and Miss Love can do this podcast nonstop.
Yeah.
It'll be Big Brother between the hours of 12 a.m. and 6 a.m. Remember that in the first 5 seasons on Channel 10, and then it'll just have that guy that's got extremely strawberry ginger hair to the point that you're like, are you still a baby? I'm not sure. It's okay. Just so
Benjamin
fine.
Button.
On that note, holy crap! I know we have to move on, and maybe this will be like a long pod. We can always split into two. Who cares?
Probably the people that pay for this podcast.
whatever.
You know what? You don't have to pay either. You can leave. Keep your money, but just don't listen to me.
Guess just because I have to mention this. My girlfriend is a purveyor of just trash television. I mean, there's one called Originals. If you watch the Originals and you're listening to the pod, turn off right now. You're not welcome, and we don't want your money either.
It's basically Miss Love's Eminem version of like, if you're a Trump supporter, don't buy my records.
Yeah. So
if you watch,
yeah, if you
what's
watch
it called?
Origins. I think it's called, it's about vampires.
Originals.
Yeah.
So you just
it's horrible. Anyway, so of course she watches all this crap, and I tend to vicariously watch it through her because I sit on Instagram and I'm saying, she's a bit hot, isn't she? Oh no, back to guitar pedals. But basically. basically she
oh Banjo's life.
It's so true.
All we found in there was a couple of Psycho magazines and a jar of mustard. They had mustard in there. That Psycho sums up Miss Love's brain.
It's true. Also, Psycho magazines sound awesome, but
of course they do.
She has gotten me into Love Island, and I've watched every episode.
What's Love Island?
I think it's called Love Island.
Is that the one with Sophie Monk where they go,
yes. Oh, who's getting off?
Yes.
It's basically
yes.
Big Brother again, isn't it?
It is Big Brother, except the only difference is it's everyone has to constantly be in bikinis. That's the only, like, ultimatum. Like, that's a necessity. Like, everyone has to be in a bikini.
I like how that took 17 years of evolution from the idea of Big Brother.
I watched every episode, and it is the end of times. It's the end of days. It is unquestionably the end of days.
Explain more.
It's just vapid narcissistic weirdos obsessing over other vapid narcissistic weirdos and sort of teasing hooking up with each other but never really doing it. And it's an endless perpetuation of, like, the, you know, the part of a relationship or picking up that's just like the game, that's just sort of like,
will she or won't she?
Not even that, like the guy being like, oh, she's pretty hot, and the girl just being like, oh my god, and then, like, literally like slamming her vagina in his face, like, I think I'm all right, and the guy has to sort of like do that thing of being like, oh, yeah, I guess actually, yeah, pretty good view though. Don't get too big for the boots, huh? And like basically refraining from raping her, and it's like, it's that's the show, and it's bizarre, and also, yeah, the idiocy is pretty high too, to be expected. I mean, Christ, I want you guys to watch as an experiment. In fact, you will be, because you live with me.
That's true. Okay, but what would you say on this one? Go ahead.
Okay, do you think that people are dumber, which is why the stuff that we're seeing on TV is dumb, or is it because TV is so dumb that's making people dumber?
Shit, that's really the chicken or the egg, isn't it? I reckon it's the people. I don't think it's the TV. I think the culture, they're creating what the people want. It's not TV.
It's a combination.
Right, okay.
Because YouTube exists now, you can just listen to lectures. Yeah. So people just go straight to that.
So
anyone who's left on TV is dumb as shit.
Dumb as shit. And dude,
it's
Sophie
just the crust
Monk.
Of society. And you know, like, when you leave out yogurt for too long?
Yeah.
And then there's that layer that's almost a solid.
Oh, you know what's depressing about this?
The humanity version of that watches TV.
You know what's depressing about this? Because if somehow you wanted to research 1910 or something, right? You'd go back and you'd look at the art and you're like, oh, let me watch a play or something to find out what's going on. If 200 years later someone wanted to understand 2017, they'd be like, all right, let's watch the originals.
Yeah.
Oh my god, these guys were vile. No wonder they went extinct.
And also, that's really cool. Imagine if that's taught thousands of years from now. It's just like that in the neoclassical art period, everyone thought that giving yourself a camel toe was the height of art.
Who'd have thought a whole community, a whole country could have been based on the bum dance from that fat chap from Big Brother. Also,
the 2017 version of Vishnu appeared to be Sophie Monk.
Also, can we please all come together as Australians for what really matters as a country, and can we divert every cent of the budget into research, into why Sophie Monk's voice is so raspy?
We need to discover that.
It is scary. Her voice is fucked. It's like a 70-year-old woman, and she's still hot, but it's like, I don't get it. It wouldn't be possible to pump that many diaries.
Do you think it makes her hotter? Because every time I listened to her, I was just like, oh yeah, that's a cocksucking voice.
Well, yeah, it makes her hotter in that sort of way of just being like, oh, I would slap you around.
Yeah. And at the end of it, she'd just smoke a cigarette and be like,
is that all you got?
Yeah. But she's not someone you want to take home to dinner, because, like, your dad will be like,
dad would be like, this chick's amazing. Like, because she'd definitely just be like, I don't know about the cricket chances of Australia this year.
Yeah, that's true. But
the dad would think she's amazing.
I mean, she'd think
the mum would be terrified of her. That's how it would work.
What is
she? That's true. That's probably.
But the little sister would look up to her.
Yeah.
And be like, I want to sound like a volcano when I grow up.
Yeah, I love Bardo.
God.
Yeah. Do you know Bardo Ali?
No.
You know, so she came from the all-girl group.
What is going on with the citizenship test? Seriously.
Yes, yeah. You're right.
Teaching me about the parliament to tell me more about... What the
Bardo.
Fuck?
Bardo. They're really messing up their...
Yeah, they're Australia's Spice Girls. And they had one hit, if you can call it that. I'm pretty sure it got to number 23 on the Aria. Yeah,
like, okay, then why am I supposed to know about this?
Because you did the citizenship test.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, I'll do some research.
Yeah.
Send me...
Because I can guarantee more Australians know who Bardo is, as opposed to Alfred Deacon.
Or Malcolm Young, let's be honest. I don't even know who Alfred Deacon is.
Exactly.
There you go. Yeah. But
case closed. Yeah. Okay, Australia, so, Miss Love is the every single joke. Australian voice morphed into one human being.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, can we do this thing? Can we ask the audience to send me names of what they consider to be Australian icons, and I'll read up on them and I'll give a brief description of what
No. Send us the list. We'll call them out and we'll see how Australian you are.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You've got to give me this list beforehand so I can read up on it.
No.
I'll be like zero.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, then how'd you go? That's the deal. I'll buy the ticket.
Yeah, we'll put this challenge to you, Ali.
At least give me a shot.
Back to the land of tigers with you.
I'll give you a few days in Bali on the way back.
Yeah, I'll
if Miss Love was in charge of immigration, because he's much nicer than Peter Dutton is.
Peter Dutton just fixes up another boat for you to get out. Like, here you go. At least this one's got an engine.
Yeah, just buys
mate.
A bath from Bed Bath and Beyond. There you go.
That would sink instantly.
Yeah, that's the point. Anyway, they don't come back.
We should probably move on to
Macron.
Straight up.
Yeah, get into it.
So what was Macron's conundrum?
His wife is not hot. How are we going to get back to
Yeah, how does he slam her at night?
How are we going to get to the bottom of this?
Yeah,
she is not hot.
Macron's wife, opposite of Sophie Monk?
I'm pretty sure that's Sophie Monk's mom.
Do you want to get back into Macron's wife? Or we try to find for that lost pod that Jordan deleted?
Well,
if you bring up Macron, you must know, Ali, that we're going to spend at least 25 minutes talking about whether or not Macron's wife is slammable.
And
we've only spent a minute so far, so strap yourselves in.
Strap yourselves in.
And we still think, maybe.
It's the most difficult question. It's the chicken and egg. Would you?
It's like the gun debate on CNN. That's our version of that.
Yes! And now that
how much
the,
better is Australia?
Now that he's got the...
she is French, but she's also old.
He's got the Howard Stern mic. It makes it all the better. No, but seriously, would you shuck your titch? So good.
She probably got the chitch of an orangutan there. But, I don't know. Orangutans are pretty close to human beings. I'd probably suck them.
I really hope my girlfriend's dad doesn't listen to this one.
But does he listen to all of them?
He listens to all of them. Shout out.
So the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually.
He's listen to
all
her.
His
right.
Dad, where's that Patreon money?
Oh, God.
Yeah, can I just say, Holly's dad, good on you for raising such a stellar daughter. Both of your daughters are great, but also, why are you such a cheap ass? Chucking a buck.
Mortgage your property.
Miss Up, do you endorse that sentiment?
Absolutely not. In fact, I'm getting a ticket to Newcastle to hide out for the rest of my days.
Where's their dowry?
Dowry.
What? He won't go there because he's Greek really and there's funny. Too many Italian restaurants in Newcastle.
Really good. You're going to love this. And shout out to Maddie because he's actually a legend for this. This is so good. He basically walked in on all of us watching Love Island. Looked at the show, kind of squinted a bit, looked back at the girls, looked at the show, then looked back at me, and then was just like, you just like you're out of the wheel and just left the room. What a legend.
What does that mean?
You're out of the wheel. Like, he was so
disappointed. I thought he said wheel.
No. He's so disappointed that he's like, yeah, you're dead to me. And I was just like, touche, man. Yeah, I deserve that.
It's true, actually. You've considered any right to get a penny off of hardworking Greek immigrants if you watch The Island.
I know. Well, I would have thought they'd be into it. But yeah, I don't know. Anyway,
You're right. Fair enough. I can imagine a Greek nonna watching
in
that.
It's in Greece, I'm pretty sure. Like, it's not in Australia.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Anyway, talk about...
Is she hot?
Yeah. Yeah, off that trash of Love Island.
Yeah, is she
Macron's
hot?
Wife. What are her tits like?
Macron's wife.
What's her job? Is she a baker?
She was a teacher, wasn't she?
Of yeah, drama teacher.
Yeah, of course. Same as Justin Trudeau. Just married. Yeah, they should be married, shouldn't
Wait,
they?
Justin Trudeau married his teacher as well.
Ugh.
No, his wife is the same age as him. I've seen her. And she's
yeah, but
hot.
She's what, batting she, so far above her
Trudeau's
league.
Trudeau's wife is not hot. Have you seen that thing where she was like, I wrote a song for the black population of America, and this is for the, this is for those struggling. It was like, she's the whitest Canadian.
Dude,
like,
she basically... He went to Redfern in Australia and picked the first chick off the street.
Yeah, hey, that's my taste. Seen, that's why I think she's hot,
yeah,
too.
Have you heard? She's literally just like... She's like, I wrote this song for my daughter for graduating kindy, but I think it's applicable to people in Detroit. I swear to God.
No.
Yeah, and then she goes... Amazing Race. It's like, dude, fuck.
She
Canada,
wrote that
Canada
song.
Fuck. No, it was her. It wasn't actually that song. It was some shit like, all the people now spreading love to one another. I'm gonna spread that love. It's like, fuck.
I bet you Will I Am was on piano as well. Yuck.
Yeah.
Is Canada,
Trudeau's
Canada
wife
fucked?
And Will I Am is their adopted
yeah,
son.
And Will I Am thinks Trudeau is times. His president because he's like,
yeah,
Trump.
Have you seen the Will
the
I Am
first
ad?
First lady.
Have you seen the Will I Am ad for Entertainment Tonight? He did an ad for that song like doody doody doo.
No.
It's fucked. It's fucked. He's just like dancing like this. He's like, we got bad entertainment. We got it. I guarantee you it'll be the best moment of your life if you watch that. I will put my house on it that you will be like, that was the best
Which
minute.
Which Ms. Love learned today that you can
dancing
do.
Dancing that is going to be like when Mr. Burns was laughing at crippling that Irishman for like 6 weeks.
I'm showing
I
you
wish
after.
That was filmed.
Actually, next week I'll show it to you on air because where it's
let's,
on computer.
Let's upload that for Patreon donors. That'll raise the number of Patreon donors we have to 5,000 no, yeah, overnight. Just you dancing. 3 second clip of that.
Can we just... Yeah, okay.
Anyway, so tell us about
Macron's conundrum.
Why? Not Macron. Sorry.
Yep. Is she
yeah.
hot? No, go.
Yeah, so... she's... so the Daily Times rated her as H, but that was purely because
Daily
of
Times
ideological purposes.
Yeah, the Daily Times were tripping, dude.
No. Okay, so Macron's conundrum... It's really hard to, like... Okay.
No, we're being real now.
It's hard. Is how to like
saggy on. I'm joking. Get into it.
Yes, the conundrum solved.
Well, that's all we're asking. All right, so, a definite answer. Now we can move on.
All right, so let's move on to like
this Howard Stern mic. I honestly feel like, you know, in Asian mythology, where you could give your people momentary godlike status for 60 seconds?
And that's the mic!
This is it.
You are Howard Stern. It's just the mic just... just that move of bringing it down to your face and being like, would you do it? Would you eat out her ass? It's just so good. Like, I want to move to LA just for that reason. Just so when I drive to fucking... farmer's market, I can get like 20 minutes of listening to that man, you know? It's worth it.
Yeah, I was asking my editor about that. If you were a cab driver from New York and you spent your entire life listening to Howard Stern, would you feel it was a waste of time? And he said, absolutely not.
No way.
Yeah, no, you'd probably learn.
I mean, it's sort of informative as well, isn't
he? He taught me what a camel toe is.
How?
I thought that occasionally he would be like, you know, LA's laxing the laws on, you know, incarceration for rapists. That's crazy, man. We can't do that. Anyway, how big's your cock? I thought that was...
Yeah. True, yeah. True. He does do that. And also, if you count this as education, you guys know what a necrophiliac is? Joey, do you know what it is? Yeah, it's someone who fucks dead guys. It can be girls as well. It doesn't matter. You just have to be dead, man.
I love Joey's voice, and I want Joey to be a reoccurring character. Can you say something else is Joey's voice?
Yeah, sure thing.
Just anything.
So, Ali, tell us about that Macron bride. What's her name again? Yeah. What, like, I know we've explored her tits, but there's something we've really forgotten here, her cooch. Dude, what's going on with that?
I really want to, like,
get fanged in a way.
I really want to hang out with that Joey guy.
Who is that? He's always got a cap on backwards, and it's like, you're 50.
Yeah.
Have some kids.
Have kids.
Have some kids. Stop being a kid.
All I know is he definitely wasn't the guy who just walked in the FBI in the other studio. He was the exact opposite of that guy.
Why was he looking at us so creepily?
I don't know, but that guy was the opposite to that guy. Like, the exact opposite.
He gave me the expression, like, your car's being ticketed by the cop. It's like, my car's not even here. Okay,
I feel
so,
like FBI's scenario. Shout out FBI. We love you.
Oh,
everything
it's
about you.
I haven't booked this place. Because I couldn't.
Okay, let's move on to something substantive then. That's really scary. There's nothing more terrifying than a hipster looking scared at you, and you know that they want to tell you off, but they just
Even if you're holding family captive. Not gonna mention it.
Yeah,
not gonna mention it.
So,
hey man, everything cool down here? Just wondering, because I don't know, you've been down here a while, I'm just saying.
The marks on her wrist are pretty red, like redder than I'd like, really.
Yeah. I went to the bathroom for a bit, and yes, I've been here for an hour. And Macron's conundrum. So Macron's conundrum is that, well, the problem is, so when he came into power, he wanted to get some reforms done in the European Union. So his problem is that the currency is same. As you would, so like the euro is the same for Germany and France, whereas France normally is not producing, and like their surplus isn't as high. So normally, what would happen in any country is that they would reduce their currency rate so that exports become more profitable for them. But he can't do that because it's based on the euro. So his country is kind of going to shit. So he was trying to appeal to Merkel to maybe change that a little bit. Maybe create like a pan-European unemployment benefit system. Like basic reforms that need to be done. And Merkel's basically telling him, fuck you, I'm not doing it. Because
Merkel did the usual thing where she was like, all right, 2 million Syrians and we can talk. Take them in. That's probably it.
Dude, that was actually...
It's leverage for everything.
It's basically like Malcolm's conundrum as well for Merkel, which is that if she does that, her party's going to basically kick her ass.
Why?
Because most of Germany is kind of slowly becoming anti-European as well.
Really?
Yeah. So if they do
that... It's amazing how much they can take. They have so much guilt about World War II.
They'll take anything.
Yeah.
They're taking the end of their own people now, basically.
It's so good that even now, the level of outrage is pretty passive. I think that maybe we should just check what their name is first. Let's just ask what their name is before they enter.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Their name?
I think you need to go into the Hall of Auschwitz again, mate. You just need to go through there and then tell me if you want to ask for their name after that. I was talking to some chick that grew up in Germany.
Yeah.
And she was talking about it. And she was saying that it
guilt.
Is just...
There's a lot of guilt.
Oh, yeah. Really?
It's inherent. It's like, it's in the genome. Well, it's just completely...
Excuse me. If you can't be...
But they're like the exact opposite of Japan.
What?
Japan... pretends that World War II never happened. It's so good. It's just like this proud shogun history for 1,000 years, and just between 1935 and 1945, and nothing happened, and then the Mitsubishi was born.
Yeah, and how's it going for them? Great.
Yeah.
Absolutely great. American
they've made
chefs
robots
fucking...
that can change old people's diapers.
Dude, Americans revere Japan now. The amount of Americans living in Japan, especially like chefs, weirdly, that like... It's huge. All you have to do is pretend history didn't happen and you'll be golden. Learn from that, Germany. Well, maybe not. Maybe not pretend, but like, don't be obsessed to the point of ethnomasochism. It's just
And Japan proves that history does not repeat itself.
But it really depends on, like, where you are in Germany. If you're in, like, metropolitan Berlin, like, they're still guilty. There's places within Germany that are like, you know what? I can't take this shit anymore.
Oh, dude, it's like
Europe. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah, there's, like, a small town where, like, their main export is sheep's milk, where they'd be
dude,
a little
I'd
bit
say
more
at
peeved.
Least 30% of the population.
Really?
Yeah, because 30% of the population is consistently getting worse and worse off. It's actually creeping up to 40% now.
Shit.
It's like they've got their own Trump territory.
Yeah.
And Merkel isn't doing it because she feels that her party is basically going to boot her.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of Euroskeptics.
Has she been in for what, 200 years? Buddha, please.
Yeah, but like, who's the alternative? Like,
the next
who
is the guy, alternative? The next person.
There's like a few power groups that are fighting, but whoever the alternative is, maybe it's a good thing. Maybe they won't be neoliberal, and maybe they'll like, because man, if they dissolve the European Union, it's gonna be pretty shit.
It will be hard. It'll be hard for
the entire Europe, because. It's just like, yeah, like, you might as well have not started it. But no, getting out of it now is gonna like, screw things pretty badly.
They should have just amended it and reformed it. They shouldn't have just all, like, abandoned it. They should have reformed it.
That's what they need to do.
That's what they're constantly doing.
No, but they can't do it more.
They should have done it more.
Because there's so many, like, you know, Britain's just got now. There's a lot of people that are constantly...
With Brexit, it's hard.
...advocating for the dissolution of it. And not just...
Really? Right-wing. I thought it was just Nigel Farage and then all of these French people sitting in the back laughing at him.
No.
I thought that was their parliament.
The vote was pro-leave.
Even the people.
No, I know that the UK vote was that, but I'm pretty sure when you go into EU Parliament, every time Nigel Farage gets up, there's this sarcastic laugh.
No, dude, Nigel Farage is just like he's like the intermission stand-up guy. He just stands up and is just like, it is absolutely ridiculous. You. And then some banker sitting there, some fat guy from like Belgium is like, you've never worked a day in your life. Look at you. Look how fat you are. Like, it's funny.
You know, like...
All right. Yeah, so he's basically Chris Rock in his early 90s career.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You got bullet hole wound in your ass and black pole.
So they're screwed. Somewhat screwed.
Yeah, the problem is that, like,
His name's a pastry. Stop being so French.
I know.
The issue is that...
He looks like a lacrosse player.
In order
player.
To fix that...
He looks like he should be playing lacrosse full time.
No. Polo, I reckon.
Polo. Yeah, actually more of a polo.
And falls off the horse once, like, I've been injured. I had a proper professional polo.
Counts it as a war wound when I was a member of the cavalry.
And his life's
like... Of the cavalry.
But you know, I've just got to say this while we're on that subject. Le Pen's father... So much better than Le Pen. He's a bald guy. He actually is. You know when they showed Matt Groening in the 123 episode extravaganza?
Get out of my office, boom.
And it's a bald guy eating salt with an eye patch. That's how they depict Matt Groening.
Yeah, that guy was
but
boss.
That's basically Le Pen's dad. Is legitimately that guy. And he used to go on television all the time back when he started Le Pen's party and say, I got this batch in the world where do fighting for France. And that's technically true. But what you imagine is that he jumped in front of somebody who was trying to shoot the president of France, right, to get it in the eye. But actually what happened was he was a lawyer at the time. He was writing and then he just banged his head on his desk.
What?
Oh my god.
How do you do that?
That is retarded.
He's Homer Simpson. I thought this is the way you have orange juice.
Yes. Oh my god.
Until now, stabbing your eye out was the only way that you could stamp papers.
You mean there's a better way?
Damn. That is incredible. Yeah.
But continue with fucking pastry head.
No, it's just like... There's just no end in sight for this problem. Because in order to fix the problem, you've got to have reforms, which means even more Europeanism, and they're not allowing those reforms because they think that by allowing those reforms, they're giving favors to France and like other European countries.
I have an idea. Can't they just replace the board of the European Union? Replace them, like, get out all the bureaucrats and all the fucking, like, old bankers and all that shit, and just get in wharfies from each country.
Oh, man, I thought he was going to say democratically elected people. I was like, yes, Miss Love's getting to it. But he's like, wharfies. All right,
he's gone one further.
Yeah.
He's basically advocating that it all just be run by union bosses.
Yeah, but this is what I'm saying, right? This is what I'm
Baller.
Saying.
Yeah, you've got to love that idea, Ali.
As long as they're elected union bosses.
But look... They're elected wharfies from each country. They're economically super progressive, and it's just basically like is essentially a really good, like basically France, like reason, like very liberal, good social security, all that. But really,
but really tough on immigration.
Really tough on immigration. Won't let anyone from Morocco in. But if someone slips them a 50, they'll let in heaps of monkeys from Morocco in the cargo ships as illegal pets.
So the only requirement is they each come with like a little red hat.
That's it.
I'm sorry.
And then I will provide the accordions. We will meet that way.
I'm sorry. Isn't that like a sort of like obviously wharfies wouldn't be great because there'd be where are you going to get all those meat pies from and like
that's but, true and also just replace Nigel Farage's speeches with just this
in all different languages. We're coming back.
Yeah but wouldn't that be a reasonable, maybe like you were saying, democratically erected, wouldn't that be a reasonable solution? Like it seems like they're the other way around. It seems like they're going, the European Union is like neoliberal policies and just insane immigration policies where like London is becoming little Poland. It's like, yes, I work for just potatoes.
Yeah. You know what the solution for that I think is? Because I do recognize that problem where like London becoming Poland. It's kind of like, you know, even like in Australia, for instance, there's a lot of people that move to Sydney, right? From regional areas.
Yeah.
Because this is where the money is
at.
You
have to.
Once you have, like, well, exactly, you have to. If you've got the European Union, where everyone, like, movement is free, then obviously you're going to have people traveling from deficit areas to surplus areas, which is why Polish people would move to London.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is that travel-free movement should only be allowed if
should be regulated.
You can guarantee. So let's say a country like Poland, if you want to be part of this deal, then you've got to satisfy basic requirements of wages. You can't have a country that can allow $2 per hour and a country that allows $20 an hour.
Exactly.
We are, no one's going to live in the $2 an hour country.
Exactly. It's going to be like Mexicans in America. And I know that there are advantages to cheap labor in America, but it's like, that's not a really sustainable model for like, endless cheap labor, abandon your country and send it all back there.
Having said that, Poland might be the next country to get into the first world. Just saying. But, that's a different
Poland's
one.
Just an anecdotal example.
But I get it.
Estonia,
like, I get
Romania,
it.
Lithuania.
Well, these are the things, man. Like, if you just, like, randomly... Yeah, you've got to, like... I guess you have to regulate it in that way. Because then it's just, like, it almost becomes, like... Irrespective of the ethnic issue, it almost becomes, like, a population crisis where megacities are just too big now.
Totally.
Kind of want to...
I think something like...
Spread it out.
Yeah, that's on something like 90% of the world will be living in a urban, like, city in the next, like, 5 years.
Yeah.
Like, soon, Jordan, Lithgow will just be you and me. Like, they're moving.
Lithgow basically is that to
it
me anyway.
It basically is already.
Yeah.
And just one guy with giant cornrows that walks around with his kids. Like, it's gonna get, like... Yeah, it's scary. That's really scary to me. They have to start incentivizing rural areas, and I don't know how.
Well, I know how.
How? Green energy.
No, you've just got to get, like...
I don't know.
I've always got this idea.
Fuck off.
Where, like, you somehow...
He said the answer is
I like
immigrants.
How desperate that is. That is Australia's answer to that. It's just, all right, you can come in, but you have to spend 2 years in Canada.
Getting picking mangoes. I guess it works.
Or like getting doctors in there, like, okay, you can only come in if you do 2 years in Ivanhoe.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually one way. But,
that is a cool way. But
I wasn't talking about immigration per se. What I'm talking about is... The thing is, man, like, it's like it seems like the world's running out of money, and that's not true. Like, there's a lot of money. It's just sitting idle, like savings, right?
Yeah.
Of
1%.
Oh, it's not even the 1% would want to invest it, but they're 2%.
Afraid. 2%.
The two.
Anyone with a PhD in psychology, it's their fault.
Jordan Peterson.
So those guys.
What an unpopular position to have for a podcast that is aimed at 24-year-old males.
Yeah.
Everyone,
it's Jordan Peterson's fault. Yeah, it's Jordan. Anyone with a BA, it's your fault. That's me, anyway. But you have the same argument as Jordan, which is that the money flows down to the culture and basically every other issue in the world. So it's like, if there's a universal... Not a universal income, but if shit is reasonable and fair...
No, it's not about being reasonable and fair. I'm not even making the fairness argument. I'm making a viability argument.
Right.
What I'm saying is that if you can invest money, that these mega cities are making. So, for example, London, right? Yeah. So, London's consolidated money in banks, if that somehow can be used to invest in Poland. The problem over here is
that makes sense, because then it's incentive for them
exactly.
too.
So then what also happens is then Polish people will make more money
and then they
would
move
to London
EU.
It helps London because Polish people would buy shit that or keep their money in banks.
It's the classic thing of keeping money in the fucking public sector because the they pump it into the economy,
but you know what the biggest problem with that is? What? Why do you think that does not happen?
Because bankers are just like, I really like having enough money to buy Jupiter.
No, actually, well, bankers would always want that. But the biggest political problem with that is that if you do that, it's being perceived by Britain that they're using their money to help Polish people when all they're already doing shit. And it's true. A lot of people in England are doing shit. So they feel like, oh, my tax dollars are going to be taken for investing money in Poland.
Couldn't that same plan be applied to England? So
it's ought to. But what I'm saying is that you don't even have to use their money. That's why I'm saying you can somehow. This is a difficult proposition, but like you access private money, invested. The government guarantees a payback.
Yeah.
If not, you can just print more money.
No, it makes sense. It's like take your $1 billion and put it on like the Big Ben. You won't even know.
Yeah,
and
you
we'll
won't
get
even know.
We'll get like a couple of mil, and then you get it back, and then we'll even give you a mil. You're making money.
You already allow your banks to do it. If you put in money in your bank,
exactly,
it's not
it's
actually
growing.
In your bank sitting there idle.
Yeah.
The bank is using it to invest other places. The problem with this current economic climate, the banks aren't doing it as much.
Right.
Which is why you need the government to do it. But people are afraid that, oh, government has access to my money.
Tyranny.
It goes back to
and
like
the
basic
banks
tenants.
Having access to it is better.
That's the thing.
That's the tragedy of it, right?
Yeah.
So it goes back to like the old days where like my property stays with me.
Private
All
property.
Our laws are based around the idea
private
that
property.
Private government does not have access to your private property and even your private asset unless you fuck up in an illegal way, right? What I'm saying is that maybe we can like sort of change it around.
Slightly amend it. I mean, like even the private property model isn't super sustainable. By definition, that's going to widen the gap between rich and poor. I mean, like, even me owning
it... there's a commie right here now. No, the basic premise of communism.
Shut up. I'm not a commie. I'm just a reasonable...
What would you describe yourself as?
A,
Muso.
I describe myself...
No, I'm kidding.
Economic, spiritual voodoo, man.
No, I would describe myself as an economic progressive and a culturally conservative person. But so basically,
I should have just guessed. What you're saying is you're a brickie.
Yeah, I'm basically a brickie. So like,
and that's good, man. We need heaps of people like you.
But I was gonna say, like, even me,
except for the culture.
Me owning, like, this is gonna sound so dumb, but even me, like, half owning a house, I feel like, and then like I'll see like a homeless guy in the street, I feel like not a lord, like the fucking rap game version, like an old 17th century king. I feel like a lord, and I'm just like, poor peasants. And I generally feel like being like, just sleep in like our sunroom. Like, I feel bad for people that, like, for whatever reason, some of them, like, a lot of it is just luck. I mean, I was lucky basically to get a job up there, which I was paid well for. I got a loan. I was lucky to get a house. So it's like, it's pretty crazy for me to be like, I'm a winner and they're all losers. It's like, it's just not really true. So like, it's brutal. It is brutal. I feel like it's pretty brutal.
And
like,
you know what?
I'm not saying you should be a fucking commie and just be like, the government owns everything and everyone gets a house. Like, nah, fuck that. But there should be some sort of middle ground. Not the bank gives you a loan with huge interest that maybe one day you can pay off if you work really hard. And then if you can't even get a loan for that, you're fucked. Like, my mom has, like, she sold her house on the North Shore and got half of it. She can't even get a loan for a house. Like, she's not homeless,
But the banks are just like, you're disgusting to her.
Well, that's crazy. You know,
she can't get a loan.
And you know, and the government is too old. And the government, literally, including the RBA.
But do you agree with me? Yeah, sorry,
I agree with you. And like, they're doing this purposely.
The libs.
Well, the libs, the government in power, and the RBA, they're doing this purposely.
What's the RBA?
Reserve Bank of Australia. They so after the mining boom ended, they were afraid that the Australian economy is going to tank.
Mm.
So what they did was they allowed heaps of investment into property.
Yeah.
They knew that it's going to the property prices are going to keep growing. They also knew that at one point it will be so expensive that most people wouldn't be able to afford it. What they're hoping on is that the dividends from these property investments will keep the big banks liquid.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, they are.
And they are. Yeah. And it's working. I mean, it's working in a sense, but like, but the byproduct of that is that your mum can't fucking afford a house
even after
selling a house.
I know.
And you know,
and I don't want to sound like one of those guys that's like
sucked into your mum.
And you can, and you know how, and you know why you can do it? Because you're willing to be a slave.
Yeah.
You're willing to work 13 hours at a restaurant doing dishes so you can buy a small property in regional Australia.
And the crazy thing is, though, I'm one of the lucky ones because I got it for cheap. It's cheap. My repayments are like $80 a week.
Why?
Basically. Why? Because the property's cheap. Our deposit was high and the property's fuck all. So,
so it was built on an Aboriginal burial ground.
I don't know why, but what I'm saying is like
Sydney. I didn't know it was cheap.
Like Sydney is, yeah, it was cheap. I told you to buy.
Can
the
I
house
just sound like
door.
Someone who lives in the eastern suburbs and a half do by saying, ooh.
All right, whatever. But like, basically, like Sydney is impossible, and I don't want to sound like one of those people that's $13 for avocado is just ridiculous. But $13 for avocado is just ridiculous.
No, but like even this, like, even if Sydney's expensive,
it's fucked. I'm just saying the whole thing's fucked.
Think of it from your mom's perspective. Even if she gets a place in regional Australia, she's sort of like she's getting older, where she's reaching retirement age.
I understand it,
and so she's not going to be able to work.
Exactly.
If she buys a house, how is she going to survive on a dwindling pension?
No, I know
that
I
will
know.
Completely going down.
You don't have to tell me, Ali.
If she doesn't buy a house and rents it and keeps all of that, first of all, she's lucky to have had an asset in the first place.
Yeah.
Now if she basically keeps all of that money in the bank and she puts it on rent, eventually that money's gonna.
So is the government's ultimate dream, like they're just heaven, they're utopia, like basically those Russian style Soviet housing commissions in Redfern, basically those that trillionaires live in, and then just a sea of people fist fighting over like Guzman and Gomez in the streets because they're so poor. Is that
more or less. Yeah, more except or it replaced those Soviet buildings with the ones in Ultimo.
Yeah, yeah.
That are basically the same, except for the outside windows are painted with yellow and blue randomly around it, and maybe just a couple of vines hanging out the top. But they were just like, it's a green building, but no one watered the vines.
So that's what's happening?
Yeah, it's happening. Yeah. But you know, I honestly feel the worst part is that they don't even want that. Because they think by doing this, they will not. Because you know what? They're like the ultimate libertarian wedge dream is Greece. Where the,
what? Well, that's horrible, though.
No, but if you think about it from in terms of like policy, what they've done is they've cut down...
with rapists, yeah.
They've cut down pensions.
Wogs out of work, too.
They've stopped giving unemployment benefits.
Dang.
Dude, the unemployment benefits payout is 9%.
Is what?
In Greece, 9%. The unemployment payoffs for people that are unemployed now.
Yep.
The pensions have reduced by 45%. And because the idea of like the liberal idea is that this will basically, it's just cutting off all of the social bullshit, right? And that way your economy can grow, there's less burden on the taxpayer, and then they'll invest heaps, and then it'll become the biggest country, and everyone's going to be a millionaire. But yeah, look at Greece. It's not that.
Mm.
All of these ideas are based on the assumption that if we do this, the trickle down, it goes back to like what we've been always saying. Like trickle down economics is bullshit.
It doesn't work.
Like it doesn't work.
Yeah.
But for some people, it's like a religion.
Yeah.
Where they think
it's
that it has to be true.
No, I understand
Jesus and Mary were. I'm just like, okay, what, like Muhammad or whatever. Like, I'm not trying to pay off.
But it was pretty incredible because they were using.
You are right. Yeah, sorry.
They were using Korea and Japan as examples of countries that were basically as poor as Ethiopia that are now richer than Australia in the span of 50 years.
And how have they done it?
And basically, it was because they just went. They basically got the IMF book, looked at it, and then for some reason were reading it in the mirror and went, oh, okay, so everything was exactly the opposite of what the IMF said.
What do you mean?
And then they did that, now they're rich as.
So what, they just gave out money to people, basically?
No, they protected their industries. So, for instance, the reason why Samsung is basically Apple now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is because they protected the industry, and when everyone was saying Samsung should stick to farming rice and maybe growing turnips when they get technologically advanced enough. So if you develop wheelbarrows, we're not going to give you the technology, but if you find out how to do it yourself, go make turnips. And so they were just like, how about we make a television? And then everybody, remember in the 80s, Samsung televisions were
huge,
basically in the 80s, everything that was Japanese, everyone was going, wow, so technologically advanced, but everything that was Korean
was shit,
was things that you find in the $2 shop now. That's what Chinese things were.
Yes,
they're all
yes.
crappy and cheap.
Yeah.
But it was because they were training their population to be like Japan. And so they had to start from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So they just said, go make televisions. And then Samsung was like, but we don't know how. And they were just like, well, we'll just give you every piece of cash that we have to try and develop. And they're like, okay, let's start from scratch then.
Japan did the same thing.
Let's just put a cat in a box. Does that change channels? No, the cat just dies after a while. Okay, well, we'll go back to the drawing board. And they just kept doing that. They eventually got to the point now where they can get an iPhone, and within 6 hours they'll be like, 6 hours please, and then they look at it and they're like, okay, we can make exactly the same thing. They know, because they trained their population to think in terms of big expensive goods that they could then export. And then after all of that, that's when they started following the IMF and said, alright, well, we'll liberalise everything and we'll put down our trade tariffs and things like that. But before that, you know that they used to have ads everywhere in Korea, not for not smoking, but for smoking outside brand cigarettes from Korea. Just all these people, like hot Korean chicks being like, no, 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 to cigarette brands from outside. Because they're just trying to keep every little piece of money in the country.
Did the government own one of the most popular cigarette brands or some shit?
Dude, that is ridiculous. And then they used to give out cigarettes to the compulsory military service Koreans.
That's so old school. That's what America used to be like, didn't it? Sort of, like, not government.
Exactly, and that's why they're rich now, is because they didn't do what the IMF said. They did it after they were rich.
But wait a sec, isn't that whole thing of keeping the money in the country like a populist thing, like a Trump thing? Being like, we're
Yeah, it is.
So why is everyone against Trump's idea of that?
Dude, okay, Miss Love, I'll give
that's all talk.
I'll give you an example. So when I, back in like 2013 or something, for one of my uni courses, I wrote a paper in which I argued that China restricting access to Facebook and all of these American tech companies is one of the best strategic moves that they've done, right? And I had like, and at the time I justified it by saying like, this way they'll develop their own shit. I got a call. My tutor.
Yeah.
She asked me, and she's like, because the thing was, a lot of Chinese students at the time were saying, we don't have access to Facebook in Australia, like, we don't in China, and it's a curtailment of freedom.
What was theirs called again? Ping pong or some
ping
shit.
Ping pong. Whatever it was. No, it wasn't called ping pong. It's a game.
Might as well have been.
Ching chong.
Yeah. Slanty.
Oh, God. We are the only under 60.
Slanty book.
We are the only people under 60 saying this sort of slanderous shit in the country, so I'm pretty proud of that.
No, because we're cutting-edge hipsters. If you go to Melbourne, all of them, as we found out while we were there, rightly. This is it. Just Sydney's behind. In Melbourne, every hipster is a Trump supporter that hates the current Pope and calls him a traitor to Catholicism.
No, they don't.
Yes. Not all of them, but that those like the... But
the avant-garde hipsters down in Melbourne.
Oh, man.
What? They're now. Just, they are...
They just jump...
Mexicans that vote Republican. That's what hipsters are now.
That's a bit of a jump. That's a bit of a jump.
Okay, that's also happening.
So it shows how vacuous and...
No, Miss Love, you don't understand. Hipsters are always looking for a new thing. They'll give up on all their morals. Damn. So now the new thing is kind of being alt-right.
That's irrelevant of what they support. That is retarded to just jump instantaneously. So they just jump on what annoys people.
It's like, this annoys people, so I'll go for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
That's true.
That is...
I never even thought about it that way. So that dumb. Is why hipster culture's annoying. Because yeah. the whole premise is too being annoying. Oh, maybe we should end the pod on that.
Dude, just
and also ask for give us money for that realization alone. You fucking hipsters.
Yeah, I was doing it before it was cool, and I'm not going to change my mind. The only way I changed my mind.
Excuse me, we're all going to yoga.
The only way I changed my mind about politics is if Jordan drills in fact after logical fact for like a year, and then I might. Not this at a whim crap.
No, the year's the primer.
Yeah, it's like 3 years.
Yeah.
It took me 3 years.
To use the analogy of walls.
It took me 3 years for you guys to be like, Bernie's not a commie. And now I like
and
him.
And on that note.
Now I like him.
All right.
All right.
Well, this is the point of the podcast, isn't it? And everybody that was always going, you have a Trump voter on. Well, no. Well, now, once, yeah, no. Once what upon we a had time, once upon was a, time. A guy from Boston that works in a pasta kitchen. That's who we had on.
I was a Trump voter. No more. But it took like 3 years. and it took him to do a lot of shit that pissed me off, and it had nothing to do with being like, yeah, I'm not saying anchor baby. I'm not saying what you want. I'm saying anchor baby. I'm sorry. That didn't piss me off. That was mad.
Yeah, stand by it. Yeah.
And
that was great when he said that.
Yeah, it was.
It was bad. Especially great. Even when he makes like spelling mistakes, and then he's like, I meant to spell it that way,
dude.
guess what Covfefe is? Look, oh, that's the assignment. It's like, dude.
Look, in the very least. No one's talking about this. In the very, very least, Trump is saving time. Because he's saving time in politics. Because if Hillary was in, she'd be like, I'm talking about the born abroad of American family origin citizen. Anchor baby's quicker, dude.
He's got a point. And on top of that, if you look at Trump's healthcare plan, it's 10 pages.
Boom. To the point. Boom. Boom. In and out.
And he didn't read a word.
Yeah, maybe it doesn't have much substance, but.
It's a number one.
You could look at it that way, or you could look at it as a big speedy.
Yeah. God, I'm really worried about that.
Maybe that's what it's called as well.
Yeah, it's
Speedy Gonzales.
Yeah,
His healthcare plan is basically, if you're sick, you'll get treated, and in the footnotes, provided you got the money.
Yeah. His healthcare plan will definitely just be like, whatever it was pre-Obamacare, just be like, pay for health insurance. Like, can you bring down the premiums by getting health in by the government, like getting a bunch of them on, so we slightly subsidize it, basically Obamacare.
No, stop asking me stupid questions. I've got things to do.
The first chapter's called No Money, No Funny in brackets. Boom.
Let's watch
first. But no, seriousness, it is kind of scary. That's
all right.
No, it's fine. Yeah, anyway, we'll see you next week.
We'll see
you. Give us money.